WCSI and 98.1 FM. I'm News Director John Clark. This morning I'm talking with the candidates for Bartholomew County Council in the at-large race on the Republican ticket. My first candidate is Marcus Speer. Marcus, thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
So for people who don't know you, what do people need to know?
Well, I'm Marcus Speer, and I have been a part of the township government of Rock Creek Township since 1999, and currently am serving as trustee of the township, and I've lived in that area east of town all my life, and I have been able to run for some offices before, but excited to be able to run for the county council at large position this year for my kind of what I am involved in the community. Is that I am involved with the South Central Indiana Christian Men's Fellowship. So currently, I'm serving as a vice president. And also, I'm part of the Bartholomew County Genealogical Society, serving as secretary. Also help with our Bus Driver and Monitors Association. I'm here in BCSC. And I've been a 4-H leader for a long time. It's a very important part of my family. And so the SRC Farmers Junior Senior have been serving for 31 years, actually, and then also have been a part of the Bartholomew County 4-H Council and Bartholomew County Fair Board. So those are things from the past that I've served on and been a part of. I'm married to Jennifer, have a daughter, Madeline, and we do live on the farm still, so we have animals there and do different things, especially in this busy spring season and going into our summertime. So excited to have the opportunity to not only represent my area, but beyond that as well.
And so we didn't really touch on it, but what do you do for a living or occupation?
Well, I do a lot of things. So the farming, of course, was indirectly mentioned there. I also am a bus driver. I guess that was indirect as well for the BCSC, driving Rock Creek Elementary School. And also I serve as senior minister at the Jennings Church of Christ in North Vernon, and a few other jobs that you might be able to recognize if you were to see my beard.
So you mentioned also that you've run for a few offices before. Can we just talk about what you've run for before?
Yeah, I've ran for County Commissioner, District 3, and then again County Council, but it was actually District 1. So this is the opportunity to go and be able to run at large, which covers, of course, the entire county, not just a district.
So as you're looking at the at-large seat and being able to represent the entire county, what made you decide to run for this? Is there a particular issue you're concerned about or a particular reason that you decided to try again?
Yeah, I just wanted the opportunity to, I mean, I know a lot of the folks in our party and also on council right now. We have three of them actually retiring at large, so there's going to be three new members, no matter what, no matter who wins in the fall. These are going to be three new members, so it's an opportunity to bring that newness to the county council. The county council, you know, acts as the purse strings for the county, so it's really a financial position, which interests me as well, because being on the farm, you know, we certainly know that our property taxes and the taxes we pay are contributed to help fund different aspects of our government and our communities, including county government. So I'd like to have an opportunity to have input on that. And I have that right now with Rock Creek Township, but, you know, going up to the county level would be an entire county with many townships to be able to work and serve our community.
So as you're looking at the Bartholomew County Council's control over the purse strings, is there any areas that jump out at you either for spending cuts or spending increases? How are we doing?
Well, you know, the one thing that we have to be certainly concerned about is some of the grants and including the COVID monies that was received. You know, those monies will eventually not be there. So we've got to make plans so that we can continue to be sustainable even without that particular funding. So that's something we'll constantly have to look at. Mentioned at an earlier forum or can't meet the candidate opportunity that we had a week ago, we were also talking about the detention center and how certainly we're going to have to look at how we're going to continue to provide for the youth in our community who need that assistance. And so how do we do that with the big best bang for our buck, as someone once said before, without trying to increase taxes? And then we know there's going to be other areas where we're going to constantly have to be looking at to make sure we're doing the best we can with the monies that are currently available without having to increase those taxes.
One of the biggest changes I can recall in recent years that the county has been involved in was the income tax increase that went for public safety, and we're using that for the jail and the public safety in general, drug abuse through the Alliance for Substance Abuse Progress, and with the mental illness initiatives that are going on out there. What's your thoughts on the use of those funds and what they're being used for?
Yeah, I know we had to do that increase. I think they just felt that our departments needed that support with the extra monies, and so that was voted through. Of course, somewhat controversial, because anytime we increase a tax, you know, it does take it out of somebody's pocket. And very seldom have I ever heard of a tax that is later rescinded. And so the reality is that I think those monies are being used. If you look at what county council has looked at in a budget in the last year, they have been set pretty well. I mean, things have been good. They've been able to do those increases, as you made mention of, for law enforcement. And mental health issues, of course, is something that is going to be brought up, you know, often, because we're continuing to acknowledge and, you know, to try to do our best to assist those who need that. And that could include any of us. You know, it's not just a certain group. And we need to continue to fund that, to help with that. I said we got to bring in expertise, because we're not the ones that have that expertise. So it's going to take funding to be able to bring in individuals who can help and assist not only us in reaching those individuals and communities, but also they can better reach those same individuals and communities.
As you're looking ahead, if you were to be elected, any thoughts on challenges that are coming down the road? Any thoughts, things you're looking forward to tackling, or that you're kind of dreading tackling if you get elected?
Well, I mentioned the juvenile detention center, or the youth center, however you want to refer to that. That sounds like that's going to be something that really needs to be examined. How do you go about it, whether it's outsourcing it, you know, and going with a third party, or continuing to try to serve in-house? That sounds like one of the biggest challenges we have now.
As we're wrapping up, any last-minute thought for the voters as they're casting their ballots?
Well, you know, I like to always remind everybody that early voting's already started. And if you remember, early voting this year is not where it was last year for city elections. It is at Donner Center. So take the time if you know that you're going to be busy, or if you're like me and don't want to have to stand in a long line, it's great to go do early voting, because typically you do not have to. So go to Donner Center Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, I believe, right now. There's going to be a couple Saturdays of voting ahead of Election Day, and that's going to be also available at the county building downtown. And, of course, you know, we would all say, remember me, Marcus Spear, when you go to vote, and appreciate your vote and taking the time to vote. It's something that many have fought for, so I thank you for that opportunity.
We've been talking this morning with Marcus Spear, who is running in the at-large race for Bartholomew County Council on the Republican ticket. You're listening to News and Views here at News Talk 1010 WCSI 98.1 FM. We'll be back in just a minute with more News and Views.